Vader, baie dankie in die naam van Jesus Christus by mekaar kom vanoggend, dat ons U kan loof en aanbid. U is 'n wonderlike Vader. We praise You this morning, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for already touching our hearts. And I pray You'd continue to do that. And in the end, only You get the glory. In Jesus' name. Baie dankie. Daar is 'n selfoon opgetel. Karine is daar by haar. Hulle kan Karine kontak na die tyd. Sê vir haar, kan sê wat se foon dit is. Ek glo daar is nie baie skelms hier binne nie. Ek dink is 'n Galaxy something. Maar kyk maar. Kan maar as iemand sy foon, ek dink ons na by die badkamers opgetel. So, moenie skrik nou nie. Karine sal nie weghardloop met jou foon nie. En ek hoop hy is net afgesit, want as iemand bel nou, dan is, maar cellphone, Karina's got it, it's black, the whole thing, boor, onder, ooral is het nou swart, so, ja, dankie. Net bykie op 'n ligte noot, voor ek begin. Ons het donderdag aand so 9:00 teruggery van 'n plaas besoek af, laatst donderdag, nie hierdie een nie, en ons ry terug van die plaas besoek, en ek sien my selfoon lei hier op die Heilbronpad, en ek sien is die professor wat werk met my, is sy private number, en nou bel hy my, nou vertel hy my nou die nuus, hy sê, sorry, allemaal moet nou slechte, iemand moet slechte nuus gee, maar hy bel my, hy sê, dis nou die nuus, oor die resultaat nou van die biopsie, en ons ry en ek sien my vrou sit en sy begin so net te huil daar in die kar langs my, dan sit ek my hand so op haar, ek sê, my engel, deur hierdie swaar tyd wil ek jou net sê, ek is daar vir jou. Sy sê, ja, maar is verkeerd om, eindelijk moet ek daar vir jou wees. Guys, ons is daar vir mekaar. You know, the people who are caregivers, I just want to admire. People who've walked the road with family, who've suffered. It's just, so often it's always, oh, what about this person? But the ones who love and care for their family, we also there for you. It's not a one-sided thing. Amen. So I just thought I'd throw that in. I said, I'm there for you. She said, stop saying it. Volgend wil ek praat oor, en is 'n baie belangrike woord, when you have made your choice, wanneer jy jou keuse gemaak het, wanneer jy jou keuse gemaak het, when you have made your choice. Jy sien, ons het allemaal 'n intellek en ons raak allemaal baie slim. En ek gaan 'n ou storiekie vertel, maar dit is 'n baie bekende story, but I just love it because it's so real about how man has become so clever and he thinks he's clever, but when you're with Jesus or with God, be careful not to try and be too clever. And you can put the next pick up. The story is about the, it's not in the Bible, but it's just a story. Die story gaan van die man, ek glo julle verstaan allemaal Afrikaans, wat gesê het, vandag gaan hy nou hierdie Jesus Christus uitvang, en hy gaan stap na hom toe, en hy staan voor hom, en Jesus sê vir hom, waarmee kan ek jou help? Hy sê, nee, ek wil net vir jou bietjie vra, wat is agter my rug? En nou sê twee hande so, what's behind my back? Jesus said, it's easy, it's a sparrow, dis a mossie, agter jou rug. Nou sê, well done, jy is nogal profeties, nee, slim. Sê vir my, leef hierdie mossie of is hy dood? Want sy sê hy leef, dan breek hy sy nek. Sê nie, hy is verkeerd, hy is dood. As hy sê hy is dood, dan sê hy, kyk, hy lewe, wat weet jy toch? Hy sê vir hom, good, ja, so mossie, sparrow. He says, but tell me, is this sparrow alive or dead? And Jesus said, looked at him in his eyes and he said, sir, that choice is right now in your hands. Daai keuse is nou in jou hande of hierdie voel lewe of dood is. En toe die man weggeloop met bietjie eier in sy gesig. Because you can catch me out and catch Karina out and catch your husband out, your wife out. But you can't catch God out. Maak het sin. You can be very clever en hierom en daarom en hierbo en hieronder deur en dan het jy antwoord vir dit. Dis hoekom jy nie kan nie en dis hoekom jy moet en dis wanneer jy nie kan nie. Maar op die ou einde is alles afsift. Dan is die keuse in jou hande. The choice is in your hands. If you've decided to really follow Jesus or not. Die keuse is finaal in jou hande of jy genuine besluit het om Here Jesus te dien en te volg of nie. Met al ons regverdigings, with all our justifications, en ons regverdig dit, en ons regverdig dit, en doen net wat julle wil, en wat ons kan, maar op die ou einde is die keuse in jou hande, of jy ernstig is, om Here Jesus met jou hele lewe te dien, of nie. Die liekie, die laaste deel van die liekie, in Engels nog, I've decided, och, that last one that we sang, sorry, it says, ek sal geen ander gode dien nie. I will serve no foreign gods, nor any other treasures. I can have them, but I'm not going to serve them. And this is the reason why you can have treasures, but don't serve them. Hier is die rede hoekom jy skatte kan hê, maar moenie dit dien nie. Gaan jy die rede gee uit die woord uit? Die gevaar van om jou skatte afgode te maak en net vir hulle lewe, vir die aardse goed lewe. Dis nie verkeerd om te hê nie, dis verkeerd om dit op te hef na afgodstatus, jy begin het dien, asof dit die laaste gesag is in jou lewe, hier begin het nou ontvou. Baie welkom aan allemaal wat kyk op YouTube. May God bless you as you watch the service with us. Jeremiah 2 verse 5. Jeremia 2 vers 5, maar volg my met die Engels, jy kan altyd later weer volg. This is what the Lord says, what fault did your fathers find in me, says the Lord. Wat se fout het jou vaders in my gekry, sê God. Dit is interessant dat ons as mense so slim kan wees dat ons fout begin vind met God. Have you become so clever that you found fault with God? You're welcome, but it's dangerous. Because God is light and there's no darkness in Him. God is flawless. His word is flawless. God is not at fault. Man is broken. Man makes stupid decisions and man makes big mistakes. But don't start finding fault with God. And I'll tell you now why. Don't look ahead. It says, what faults did your fathers find in me? That they went so far from me and started to follow worthless idols. And look at the result. It's a very sterk word. And then they themselves became worthless like the gods they start following. When you follow these false gods, which are worthless, you can't help it, you become worthless. In other words, you don't add value. You are not worth much. Now, I'm not talking about in Christ, and I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, I'm worth a lot. Yeah, that's true, but you become worthless when you follow worthless gods. What is worthless in Afrikaans? The actual word. Waardeloos. What? Waardeloos. Hey, wat sê ek word? Useless. Dis 'n lekker Afrikaanse woord. Jy begin useless word, want jy dien 'n useless afgod, wat nie lewe nie. Daar's nie meer waarde aan wat jy sê. Daar's nie meer waarde aan jou interaksies. Daar's nie, jy straal nie meer waarde uit jou uit as of jy iemand het wat eintlik sin het vir die lewe, betekenis, jy weet waarna toe jy gaan. Jy weet waarna toe jy op pad is. Ongeag die situasies is jy vol hoop en vol lewe en jy spreek dit dan as jy nie worthless nie because I'm releasing worthiness that comes from one and only living worthy God. But when you find fault in God, the worthless gods will say, yeah, that living God, look what he done, look what he's allowed, look what he's given. And we start following stuff that gives nothing. Still, does it make sense? Don't make your things your idol. It will bite you and you'll become worthless. You'll scurrle and scramble to keep and protect and to do all this with all the redenerings. But the choice is still in your hands if you are going to follow him sincerely out of your heart. You've been born again. You've given your life to Jesus. You're a new creature in Christ, and that new creature can grow, must grow, but he doesn't grow with false gods. He only grows with the living God. When I follow and I walk with the living God and I draw into the living God, then my worth, which I have in Christ, worth starts getting released. Die waardevolheid van wie ek eintlik is, begin vrygestel word. Do you understand? Beautiful verse that, eh? What fault did your fathers find in me? I want to just stop there quickly and I want to prophetically say for you, what fault have you found in God lately? I think it's time to say sorry, Lord. Ek het die Here so vertrou en ons het so gebid en hy het nie deurgekom. Hy het nie deurgekom vir my nie. That sounds as if you're finding fault with God. Don't. Don't. If you've been finding fault with God, release it today. Because God is innocent. You find fault, you'll start following other stuff. And the other stuff which is worthless will end up making you worthless to your family, your samelewing. Kom ons kyk Job. Ons begin nou 'n bietjie kyk na Job se situasie. En by the way, iemand het my 'n stukkie gestuur oor hom Angus gister. Hierdie preek is voorberei in die week. So ek het nie hierdie voorberei van hom Angus se woord nie. Dit is my net so gestig toe ek het kry gister. Job 23 vers 12. Kyk wat sê Job. Hy sê sy bevel veronagtsaam ek nie. Kyk wat is geonderstreep. Come on. Kan ek jou vra, ons doen dit nie baie nie. Kan jy saam met my sê, halleluja. Mens kan wees nie. Hy sê, sy beveel veronagtsaam ek nie. Ek heg meer waarde aan sy woorde as aan my eie begeertes. Isn't that beautiful? Dit het almal eie begeertes. You all got eie begeertes, me as well. And it's not wrong. Hy sê nie, ek het geen eie begeertes nie. Ja, dan sê jy oulik weer. Hy sê net, ek heg meer waarde aan sy woorde as my eie begeertes. En wanneer ek inlatch in sy woorde, dan begin ek deur hierdie storms gaan, anderste as net my eie begeertes. We've all got own desires, but I place more value on his words than my own desires. Why? Come on, ja, ek leer julle. Come on, my friends. Because Jesus is my testimony from the beginning to the end. And if there's a cherry op die koek, prys die Here daarvoor. Karine met haar hart, daai tyd, het 'n cherry op die koek gehad. God het foo! Here het haar genees. Boe! Die ouens sê, dit is baie interessant. Totally healed. Maar sy het meer waarde geheg aan sy woorde as sy eie begeertes. Is this helping you? I hope so. Wil julle net vertel 'n storie van Daniel? Daniel 3, jy hoef nie te blaai daar nie, gaan nie net dan put a verse on yet. Daniel 3, I just like to give the story. Story with Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Very well known story. But they built a gold statue which was 90, well, in ons taal 27.5 meters high. Nou net om 'n interessante perspektief te kry. Twickenham Rugby Stadium. Se palle is 17 meter hoog. Waar hulle daai groot beker speel. 10 meter nog hoër. As hy rugbypale was 'n goue beeld wat die koning gesê het, hier gaan ons in opsit en almal sal neerbuig en hom aanbid. 'n Afgod. OK? You can put the picture on. Huge, out of gold. And anybody in the country that did not bow down would die. And they were so happy because Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were actually in a very good, privileged place. Hulle was in 'n goeie plek. Hulle was leiers. Hulle was nie net slawe nie. Hulle was leiers. En op 'n tyd kom hulle onder druk dat hulle nie moet buig vir die afgod nie. En die wêreld is so jaloers op jou as jy die Here dien, en hulle gaan dadelik en klik vir, ja, klik teen hulle, klik back, hoe sê hulle in Afrikaans, dit verkeerde woord nie, it's okay, they went to split them, and they get called to the king, and he says, listen, what's your story, it said, you're going to get thrown into the fire, bekende verhaal, you're going to get thrown into the fire, if you don't bow down to this God. But what happens when you bow down to useless gods? You yourself become useless. Don't forget that verse, okay? Don't forget that Job says, ek heg meer waarde aan sy woorde, u woorde, as my eie begeertes. So hier sien ons daai twee heeltemal verskillende verse. Die een is daar en die een is hier, maar nou bring ons hom in by Daniel. En die een sê, ek gaan nie buig, want ek gaan nie useless word nie. En die tweede een is, ek heg meer waarde aan sy woorde as my eie begeerte. My eie begeerte is met my hele hart wil ek nie dink aan hierdie vuur nou nie. Maar die woorde heg ek meer waarde aan as my eie begeertes. My begeertes is dodge it. You guys with? You okay? It's nature to dodge. We all dodge. Yeah. You understand? But you know what? For some amazing grace in Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they don't bow to the statue. You know the story? You get tied up and they get thrown into the fire. And you'll see next week I'm going further. They get thrown into the fire and we look in Daniel 3. You can put the verse on, verse 17. Gaan lees Daniel 3, is eintlik pragtig. Daniel 3 vers 17. Hy sê hier, en hier kom 'n baie belangrike ding. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. Ek is baie beïndruk met hierdie ouens se gesindheid. Kom ek stop net daar. Ons sien die politiek en alles is onderste bo. Moenie naastie raak met die gesag in ons land. Om gesag te hanteer op 'n hoflik manier is nie dat jy saamstem nie. He said your majesty. He said king, your majesty. There was no attitude. Daar was geen windie. Daar was geen windie gesindheid van hierdie 3 maande. Hulle het voor die koning gestaan en hy sê, Your Majesty, our God will deliver us from this. They didn't come and say, you don't know our God, you don't know who we are. None of this arrogance. They had a security of their living God who they served. Hulle was secure in die lewende God wat hulle gedien het. En is al daai tyd, maar is nie direk gekoppel nie, maar is al daai tyd, hulle was in die wêreld en nie van die wêreld nie. And look what he says. He says, deliver us. But even if he does not, we want you to know your majesty. We will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up, your majesty. They had just simply made a choice. Have you made that choice? As a Christian, have you made that choice? Not have you made a choice for Jesus. Have you made that choice as a Christian? Remember, they were Hebrew boys in covenant with God. Have you made the choice to live this new covenant where there's a place you won't go over. Daar's 'n plek ek nie gaan oortree nie, want ek dien die lewende God. Sonder om naastie te wees, your majesty. And here we go, yeah, it's interesting. Daniel 3 verse 25. The king said, look, I see 4 men, julle ken hierdie verhaal, 4 men walking around the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the 4th looks like the son of the gods. It was already Christ with them in the furnace. Christ was with them in the furnace. Did they know Christ would be with them? No. You see, they made the choice by faith, not by sight. If there was a fire in the furnace and there was one man standing there saying, don't worry with the king, come Shadrach, Meshach, Nebuchadnezzar, come jump in the fire, you'll see nothing will happen to you, come. That's by sight. There was no sight. Hulle het 'n keuse gemaak voor die tyd wat sê, ons Here kan ons verlos totaal van hierdie ding. Maar as hy dit nie doen nie, as dit nie so uitwerk soos ek gedink dit moet of sal, ek sal nog steeds nie hoofloos word, want ek gaan nie jou afgode dien nie. I'm going to serve that foreign God. You say, Pastor, talk is cheap. No, I know, but the price on Calvary was more expensive. Yeah, Pastor, but you've never faced that. No, I haven't. But they hadn't also. But I want to make a choice before that. Because we live by faith in the Son of God. We not live by sight. You live by faith. I want to tell you something interesting. This is just what theologians work with, wrestle with. This is pudding. I'm going to just share a bit of pudding with you. It's too interesting a fact what I'm going to share now. Dis net te interessante feit wat ek gaan deel. Dis nêrens, dis maar net wat teoloog ontdek en uitgemaak het en ons wat al die studies doen oor hierdie goed en ek het self bietjie daar gaan kyk en gaan opsoek en ek wil net vir julle sê hierdie is vir my wat ek nou gaan deel is julle bly saam met my. Dit is profound wat ek nou gaan sê. There was a fourth man. You can put the next piece up. There was a fourth man in the fire. Read that with me. The fourth Hebrew letter, Dalet. Fourth man in the fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, or alphabet. Fourth in the Hebrew. The word Dalet, the numerical value of four, is a pictographic meaning. I'll explain that to you now. In the Hebrew writing, you'd find this interesting, Renel. In the pictographic writing, because there was always meaning in the writing. In the pictographic writing, the meaning of Dalet means door. Interessant. Door. I just love this. This is so encouraging for me. Means door. That means draw out or in. Draw out or in. It means knock. It means path. It means way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, nobody comes in unless they go through the door. It is the portal in the Hebrew. It is the portal, the entrance into heaven. Jesus says, no one comes to Father but by me. It is dominion. Jesus is the King of Kings. It is control, bow, and branch. Let's keep it there. Who was with them? Who was the fourth man in the fire? The door, the way, the portal to heaven, the branch. Isaiah 11, verse 1. You know, John 15, Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. But in Isaiah 11, he talks about the stump or a root and a branch that comes from Jesse. And that's Christ. And look what it says with that door. The fourth man in the fire was every single thing that those Hebrew boys needed. You can just quickly put up the letter. If you see that on the one side's down and the one side's top, the top is the what do you call that on the top? Lintel. Lintel and the door post down. That's in the Hebrew how they would write it, to express the door, the way, the entrance. You can go back to the meaning. Unifier. Can I just say something? Do you know how close they got to meeting Christ? That no other people could meet him in that way. So close to actually have an experience with the door. To have an experience with the way. To have an experience with the portal to heaven. To have an experience with the branch. Comes from Jesse. They had the closest face-to-face encounter with God himself. In the midst of the fire. Not in a praise and worship service. Not when the bank phoned and said, you've won R1 million. That did not bring them face-to-face with the door. You see, when they were in that fire, toe hulle in daai vuur was, was daar geen afgod wat hulle kon help nie. Daar was geen dinge wat hulle vasgehou het, wat hulle kon deurtrek nie. Maar hulle het ervaring met God gehad, wat jy nie van ander plekke lees nie. Face to face with the way, in the fire. Do we want to just be in the fires? No, not at all. But I think we must fear the fires less. Hoor my? I don't want to be in any fire. But I think you need to fear the fire less. when God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you. And when they were in that fire, face to face with the door, the fourth man, the way, the portal to heaven, when they were face to face with him, that very rubbish the king tried to put on them, the ropes and all of that stuff, just fell. They weren't out the fire. They weren't out the fire, but they weren't bound. They were free. Say with me, I can be in the fire and be completely free because I'm with the way. Do you understand? So we don't call the fires. They honored the majesty. They did their work in the provinces. They weren't funny and rebellious, some funny sect or cult fighting everything they can fight. They just served their community. But a day came when they said, now I must make a choice because I'm going to become worthless. And they said, no, I won't. The offspin, julle ken die verhaal, die offspin is die koning was so beïndruk. Hy het naderhand gesê, almal moet daai God dien wat hulle dien. Maar dis nou, prys die Here daarvoor, nie elke verhaal eindig so nie. Is ek reg? What is your testimony? Christ, not the cherry on the cake. Your testimony is Christ. Christ is with you and in you in the fire. Christ doesn't come after you out the fire and then give you a big hug and say, well done, you didn't give up in the fire. He's with you in whatever your fire. Now, here is belangrijk. Volgende week gaan ek oor. Jou trial. What's a good Afrikaans word for trial? Jou toets. Your trials, not my trials. And your experience is not my experience. Don't compare yours with other people, please. Everyone is different. All of us are different. Our circumstance, our jobs, our makeup, our samenstelling is different. Don't compare your trial to another person's trial. I was having a long chat to Kina. She's such an inspiration for me. How long were you busy with stuff, Kina? Year. 10 months. Through the 10 months, I've been watching Kina. Yeah, and she was nice to me now. She was in the office and she said, but at the worship that night, you said, and I did believe that prophetically, you're going to still worship the Lord. But her testimony is not sitting here today and she's clean and clear. Her testimony for me is that she held on to Jesus right through the journey. She praised the Lord and she hung on and she said, I will not bow to that foreign God. And today, praise the Lord, there's a good testimony. I'm not unhappy with that. I'm very happy with the breakthroughs and the testimonies. But I watch people because I know that fire comes my way also. I watch how you handle the fire because that's your testimony, my friend, to your people around you. So how do you go through the fire? And we give God the glory when it's over. Next week I will speak about various trials. Verskillende verdrukkings en versoekings en toetse. Volgende week gaan ek verder aanbou as daar's verdere. We're all going to go through different trials, be it financial, work, family, stress, relationships. There's various trials, but how do you go through and handle the trial? How do you come out as pure gold on the other side? You've got to come forth as gold. And all I want to say with you, ek wil net vir julle sê, met a klein toetsie wat ek en Karin deurgaan. En is klein in vergelijking met ander mense. Dit is klein. Maar met hierdie klein versoekinkies wil ek het so graag bypas. Ek wens het was nie hier nie. Maar dit is my eie begeertes. Ek heg meer waarde aan God se woord wat my gaan dra deur die vuur as net my eie begeerte. Wil jy uitkom vanaand is moontlik. We don't want this stuff. Is it from God? Probably not. The fire, Nebuchadnezzar, the statue wasn't from God. But God can be in it so that he comes out with a testimony. Fourth man was in that fire. Jesus het nie gesê, nee, hulle het die fire gelaait en is hulle plan en is hulle, so ek bly eers nou weg. No, he's there. And I want us to encourage you today. We're going to do the following, if the music team can come forward. We're going to end off singing again, I've decided to follow Jesus. And may there just be a little bit of a different depth. Pula asked if he can just come and pray with me, and I think with Kareen, and then we'll close off with that song. So come, kom voor into Pula, you can saam my bid. Ja, Pula wou net saam met my bid, as net ouderling. En as ons klaar gebid het, wil ek vir jou sê, kan daar ietsie inskop vanoggend? Kan daar ietsie inskop met jou? Ek het baie eenvoudig gepreek vanoggend. Net 'n paar versies, sodat jy dit maklik kan onthou. Gaan kyk hierdie en gaan vat 'n shot van jou foon af met die versies wat sê, ek gaan nie worthless word nie. Nommer 2. Ek gaan meer waarde heg aan God se woord as my eie begeertes. Dit sit almal eie begeertes. Nommer 3. Weet jy wie saam jou in die vuur? Die deur. Die eintlike weg. Die waarheid en die lewe is met jou. Amen. En jou lewe sal uitkom as 'n getuienis. Maar wat hulle sê, even if it doesn't, we will not bow down to you. We're going to serve God. Amen. And so may God's blessing be upon his word. And may, when we sing this last song, may it be like an altar call. That the Holy Spirit just touches you. Where you are, that you're going to get up from here. Hoor my mooi, sonder verskonings meer. Skop hy wêreldse verskonings uit die agterdeur uit. And say, I've decided now to follow Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you, Pula.
Wil jy opstaan asseblief?
Ek het net gevoel dat ons is elkeen by ons huise en ons het gehoor van Ellen se situasie op die oomblik en elkeen van ons bid afsonderlik, maar ons is ver oggend hier almal saam as die liggaam van Jesus Christus en ek wil hê ons moet asseblief ons hande uitsteek. Daar is salwing in korporatiewe by mekaar kom. En ek wil nie vir hulle bid nie, ek wil vir hulle woord gee, ek wil vir hulle skrif gee. So in die eerste plek wil ek vir jou sê, Karin, moenie luister na 'n stem wat uit die put van die hel is nie. En wanneer het gebeur, maar het gebeur, ek weet. Spreek God se woord. Sy woord en hy is groter as hierdie omstandigheid. Ellen, en ek wil vir jou sê dat ek jou nou nie op die kensel nie. Maar ons ouer manne hierso. Ons ouer manne hierso, myself sê, al ons manne hierso, is trots op jou. Ons weet, jy het al getuig van jou pa wat nooit eindelijk vir jou pa was nie. En waar jy vandag staan is regtig vir ons is dit wonderlik om dit te kan geniet en om te kan sien en hoe julle altoe ook situasies hanteer. Ek wil vir julle twee skrifte gee, Psalm 126 staan daar, deurdat ons mond geval met 'n gelag en ons tong met 'n gejubel en die mense het gesien dat God groot dinge aan julle gedoen het. Ek wil julle dit gee, en die ander skrif wat ek vir julle wil gee is Psalm 30 wat sê hierdie weeklag, die oud vertaling, hierdie weeklag gaan u verander in 'n koordans. Amen. En ek julle bemoedig ons altyd, nou bemoedig ons julle. En dis en ons wil julle hande hoog hou en ons vir julle sê ons staan saam met julle en ons vertrou die Here vir 'n goddelike wonderwerk. Niks is vir hom te wonderbaar nie. Hy is die God van die onmoontlike. Kom ons steek dit ons hande uit. Ek gaan net 'n kort gebed. Vader, met hierdie woorde. Kom ons, ons wil regtig vir Ellen en Karin kom seën. Ons eer u vir Karin, Here, wat 'n kosbare diensmaagd van u is, 'n diensmaagd vir Ellen is en 'n diensmaagd vir die gemeente is. En ons kom, Here, en ons hou hulle hande op en ons wil sê, Here, ons staan saam met julle. En dankie dat ons gaan kom, Here, in die Here gaan loof en prys vir wat hy gaan doen. Dankie dat ons hoop het, dankie dat ons 'n verwagting het vir genesing, want deur die wonde van Jesus Christus het daar genesing gekom vir Ellen, in Jesus naam. Amen.
Amen.